This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Senators and citizens protest NRC failure to meet its public meeting commitments for Holtec comments. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission, NRC, is processing the license application for Holtec's proposed consolidated interim storage facility. Holtec, a for-profit corporation, proposes building a facility for all of the nation's commercial high-level irradiated nuclear fuel in Lee County, 16 miles north of the waste isolation pilot plant. Before the pandemic, the NRC had committed to receiving public comments on the draft environmental impact statement for the facility at 5 in-person meetings held around the state. Now, with the need for social distancing, the NRC plans to replace in-person meetings with 4 public online webinars scheduled for August 20th, which is behind us, as well as on Tuesday and Wednesday, August 25th and 26th, and Wednesday, September 2nd. NRC also will not extend the comment period beyond the current date of Tuesday, September 22nd. Both the New Mexico senators and the public have registered opposition to replacing in-person hearings with webinars. A coalition of citizens groups urges individuals who make comments at the NRC webinars to say, quote, "I'm making these comments under protest because the comment period should be extended until after the public health emergency ends. The hearings must occur in person at site locations in New Mexico, and the New Mexico's congressional delegation or staff be included to verify the validity of the hearing format," end quote. Those who wish to protest might also say, quote, "Every state in the nation has clearly said no to hosting a storage site for this waste. The people of New Mexico also say no," end quote. In a joint letter to the NRC dated August 18th, Senators Tom Udall and Martin Heinrich say, quote, "The health and safety of New Mexicans, as well as their ability to participate in a process that will ultimately impact them, is much greater than the needs of any corporation seeking to have expeditious closure on its application." The senators observe there are no legal or statutory deadlines requiring the commission to rush to complete this review by any certain time. The senators go on to argue that this decision gives the commission the appearance of valuing the preferences of a for-profit company looking to store highly dangerous nuclear waste over that of the public and their elected representatives, end quote. Finally, the senators asked the commission to delay their decision on the license application, quote, "until such time as the pandemic is under control enough that the commission is able to safely and effectively live up to its commitment of in-person meetings in New Mexico," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about the virtual NRC hearing, dates and times, and the Holtec proposal in general, please visit our website, nuclearactive.org.